We know there are times where you're just too busy to sort through the mass of information that comes your way. So to make it easier for you to stay informed, subscribe to The Morning Agenda, WITF's news podcast, where the only agenda is you.
Funding for The Spark is provided by Capital Blue Cross, focused on creating a healthier future for our communities through innovations like its Capital Blue Cross Connect Health and Wellness Centers, which provide in-person services and inspire healthy living. Learn more at capitalbluecross.com. The Spark is also supported by UPMC. Choose UPMC for your family's health care needs close to home. Visit upmc.com/centralPA for a complete list of services and locations.
Joining me is Sarah Saluzzo and Jonina Terzi, the founders of the Lancaster Farm Sanctuary. They're here to tell us more about this nonprofit organization. So tell me more about this nonprofit organization.
Hi, so we founded Lancaster Farm Sanctuary in 2017. We're located in Mount Troy in Lancaster County, and we rescue farm animals and provide them with a safe forever home. So we don't adopt out. When we rescue, the animals stay here for life, and they come from all different types of backgrounds. I'm sure we'll get into that a little when we talk about the animals. But so we're a farm-like setting, and we're home to many different species of animals. We often rescue from abuse, neglect, abandonment, sometimes just rescuing animals out of the animal agriculture system. And also, you know, we educate and advocate on their behalf as well. So we do all kinds of educational programs, community events, tours, things of this sort. Yeah. Do you want to add anything?
Sure. Lancaster Farm Sanctuary is completely donor funded. We have people all over the world who follow us on social media and hear about the animals we take in, and they, you know, follow their stories, and we're largely volunteer run. We're a 501c3. Those donors support us that way. We have so many wonderful volunteers, like 50 people or so volunteer regularly to help us with the animal chores and care. And we have a few staff members that help with animal care. It's like, you know, their job, but largely we're volunteer and donor driven, helping us to keep these animals well and take in as many as we can.
Sarah and Jonina, so nice what you're doing with these animals. What drove you to start this nonprofit and to rescue those farm animals?
We actually started off doing more legislative advocacy and activism in that way in Pennsylvania. Not sure if you remember, I think it was like around 2016, 2015. There was a big piece of legislation being pushed in Lancaster called Libre's Law. There was a puppy mill dog that had been horribly neglected. It really captured the attention of the whole nation. And at the time, Pennsylvania had been one of the worst states in the entire U.S. for animal cruelty protection, meaning there basically was none. That story really raised awareness, and people really got together and pushed through this amazing piece of legislation, which did pass eventually, called Libre's Law. And we were a big part of that, really proud of that. But one thing we noticed was that although in some circumstances farm animals are protected from egregious abuse, there are a lot of loopholes where it's like, if it's common practice in animal agriculture, then there are exceptions. And so we found that to be you know, wrong in our perspective, morally wrong, and also disappointing that it's like, these animals are protected, but these animals are not. It's okay to do this to a pig, but you can't do this to a cat. And so we kind of were hitting roadblocks with the legislative piece of things. And so there are farm sanctuaries all across the nation, all across the globe, really, but none here in Lancaster. And so we thought, you know, a great way to raise awareness and educate and help the animals would be to start a sanctuary here in Lancaster. And we're both from here. And we thought, even though we both, you know, were really, we had other careers, we had a house in the city that we lived in, we thought, we're going to do this, like, wild thing. we're going to do this, you know, because nobody else has. And so let's give it a go. And we knew it was kind of just, we were taking a big risk. And it has really been amazing that in this short period of time, like, we are really proud of how the community has come together, and all these people come together, our board, our supporters, to do what we're doing here in Lancaster. And I mean, people have been really, really supportive of it. And we were worried about that, you know, given the nature of this community, but it's just been tremendous. So it all kind of, it just grew out of this need. Like, we saw that Lancaster could really benefit, and we're a huge, obviously, just this huge hub of animal ag, and yet there was no farm sanctuary here. So we started one.
And if you're really just
big, yeah, the farm sanctuary movement actually began here in Lancaster County in the 80s. The first ever thing called a farm sanctuary, a nonprofit dedicated to rescuing farm animals, started with a sheep who was at the Lancaster Stockyards in the 80s. And there was an activist there who saw that this sheep was lying on a pile of dead animals, and she lifts her head and he realizes that she's in need of help, and he rescues her that day and sort of founds this movement, which of course people have been helping farm animals forever, but that was the first time someone called the operation a farm sanctuary. So we love that Lancaster was, you know, completing a full circle there, and we will have our own now here.
That's great. And if you're just now listening, I'm talking to the founders of the Lancaster Farm Sanctuary, Jonina Terzi and Sarah Saluzzo. Can you tell me what type of abuse some of these animals have gone through, some of these farm animals?
Yeah, I mean, we have seen everything, and it's incomprehensible. You know, the first two animals I thought of when you asked that question were two pigs that actually they were initially rescued by the PSPCA Humane Police. So we don't have so much the police authority to go in and seize animals, but we'll work with them often. And these two female pigs had been locked in a shed, literally locked in there. And it's amazing. I wouldn't believe it if I hadn't seen it, but we had photos from the police that they were up to their necks and their own waist. They couldn't move. They were like cemented into this shed. And the police said they had to actually break the building down because it was like they couldn't even open the doors to get them out. They had to break it down and got these two pigs out. And they were the first pigs we ever rescued, Charlotte and Willa. And that was 5-6 years ago. And so, I mean, that's one case. We see, you know, overt abuse, like beating, hitting, that sort of thing. We have three horses that came from a starvation and abuse case. You think of anybody's story in particular you want to share?
Sometimes it's more neglect, or, you know, someone might be overwhelmed, the care slips. And so animals who just aren't having their basic needs met, and you'd be maybe amazed at how often that's happening in the industry and in those systems. It's they're kind of forgotten sufferers of the systems.
How have you seen, about how many animals do you have there currently?
Yeah, we have around 90 or so, I'd say. A lot of those, see your eyes widen.
90?
A lot of those are birds. So certainly we don't have 90 large mammals here. We do rescue chickens are very common, probably the most common that we rescue. They I'm sure you've seen transport trucks always coming and going full of chickens around here. And they actually fall off the trucks, so they'll end up on the highway, and a passerby might find a chicken on the road, and then they call us, and we'll take them in. So that's quite common. So yeah, we do. We have a lot of animals, a lot of chickens, but we also really, we have a lot of space here. We're very clean, very organized in how we do things. So we really stay on top of that. We're really proud of that with our sanctuary.
Wow, and thank you for listening to The Spark. On this program, we come together and talk about really interesting topics on The Spark to better understand and have more opportunities for new ideas to form. Coming up after the break, we'll continue our conversation with Sarah and Jonina about the Lancaster Farm Sanctuary. Where also can we find your information online? Do you have a website?
We do, yeah. So LancasterFarmSanctuary.org, and we're most active on Instagram and Facebook. We're constantly sharing about the animals on there. So that's just under Lancaster Farm Sanctuary on IG and Facebook.
So you rescue farm animals. Why is this so rewarding to you two?
It just is amazing to see the transformation of animals, like sick and traumatized, and just watch them heal, build friendships, and have a nice life. We recently, this is kind of on the DL because we haven't posted about it yet, but we recently rescued a lamb who was just in a terrible accident. She had been neglected, and she had to have her leg actually amputated, just this little lamb. And she's doing really, really well. And the lady who helped us, she was the neighbor of the farm. We reached out to her and said, you know, we're concerned because she's going to be healing for quite some time. And we wondered if, like, maybe she had a sibling or her mom or somebody that you could ask your neighbor if they would be willing to have them, like, to surrender them, to have them keep her name as Grace company. And with some coaxing, the neighbor was able to get the farmer to surrender Grace's twin sister. And so we just saw them be reunited, and they're just so, so, so happy. It's just the most beautiful thing to see. And, you know, the sister, they both would have been put to slaughter at around 6 months old. That's commonplace. And to know that they're going to get to live their lives out together and be happy and safe, I mean, it just doesn't get more rewarding than that. So, and their joy is just makes it all worth it. So,
Sarah and Jonina, there's two of you, and you said you have about 90 farm rescue animals. Do you do it by yourselves, or do you have help from volunteers?
We have help. We have a wonderful volunteer program. People come and help us muck the stalls, which is, you know, picking up waste so that the animals have a nice, clean, soft bed to sleep on every night. We have a wonderful board full of professionals who we meet with regularly so that we can run these programs as effectively, as impactfully as possible. It's been amazing. People reach out, the network of caring individuals all around the world. There's a farm sanctuary network that speaks among themselves. There's different founders of different sanctuaries all over the place that say, hey, I'm having trouble with flies this year. What have you guys found for fly deterrence or something? You know, so we're always finding this network and this care that supports us to do this work.
I was on your website and I saw you have a Lancaster Pen Pal program. What is that?
Yeah, so it's we got a lot of requests for field trips, and that's just not something we can accommodate. So we thought it would be fun to run this free program for classrooms where the kids can write to a pen pal animal here. And then the animal, you know, writes back, quote unquote, writes back to them in their voice. And it's a great way for kids to get to know about our work and just to have fun. And it's so fun seeing what the classrooms send. You know, they're always drawing pictures and it's like, you're my best friend, you know, like, and it's so, so cute. Yeah. And it's just a free, fun, simple thing, but it gets kids thinking about compassion. It gets them connected to the animals. It certainly helps with reading, writing, all that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So it's really nice. And we have a volunteer education coordinator who does all those letters for us, and she's just wonderful. So yeah, that program's really fun.
Yeah.
And also
sometimes the pictures, they'll send in the cutest pictures to the animals. Sorry.
That's so adorable. You have to send some. You have to email us some so we can see them, because I want to see. So I see that you also have summer tours this summer at the sanctuary. What can people expect to experience from that?
Yeah, I love leading tours around. We take a walk around the property. Mostly we're outside of the animal areas on the opposite side of a fence, you know, seeing who lives there, learning about those that species and those individuals. There's a few spots that are safe where humans can go in, and then it's wonderful. We kind of stand and let the animals who want some scratches and pets to come to us. And there's a few regular snugglers who come in, and then you just get to see people like overjoyed to get to scratch Patrick the sheep. He loves to have a good back scratch and he loves it. And I think it really uplifts people. We just get such positive feedback about those tours. So they learn, they're sometimes learning about standards in the industries the animals came from. They'll say, you know, why does that pig not have a tail? And we'll say, oh, tail docking, cutting pigs' tails off is totally standard. And that's just normal. That's not abuse. That's something that happens regularly in that industry, and they never knew that. So it's educational that way, but then it's kind of uplifting because you get to meet these individuals who have overcome it, and everybody leaves feeling pretty good.
If you want to volunteer, do you have to have experience with animals?
You don't. We do only take like regular volunteers. So, certainly if anybody's interested that's listening, there's a way to, if you go to our website, there's a tab there and you can email and we can give you more information. So you do have to be 18 or older and willing to commit to a regular volunteer shift.
I'm sure the littles listening are going to be so sad. They probably want to volunteer.
Yeah, we do get that a lot.
Also, what does it take to nurse some of these animals back to, I guess, like before they were abused?
Yeah, we work really closely with our vet friends. You know, we have a farm vet who's exceptional. We'll take animals to specialists as needed. There's a pig vet we work with regularly. So we're all often in collaboration with vet health professionals. In the beginning, they're often that sick and in that much need. My background, my other career is I'm a physical therapist for humans. So I'm grateful that I can sometimes help with orthopedic or mobility issues that arise. And then just really careful observation. Like every day we're looking like, how's that animal doing? What would make them do even better? Trying to enrich the environment or promote even more well-being. Just really careful observation. Everybody is seen multiple times a day to get well.
A lot of the healing too, though, truly like psychological healing comes from their relationships with each other, which we just observe, you know, and that's really interesting to see. It's like they do make friends with each other. And we've seen that so much. We have a cow here. Jude is his name, and he's a male. We call him Mama Jude because he just takes in all the little ones, and he's so loving and nurturing, and he just has that spirit about him. And we have seen just his love and his care for the others really help them heal and kind of come back to life. So that's pretty neat to see, too. They're very similar to us humans in that way. So
everybody needs somebody. That's what we've seen.
That's so true.
They have to develop themselves. They need family, friends.
You two started the Lancaster Farm Sanctuary in 2017. Now it's 2024. How have you seen this nonprofit grow?
Yeah, I mean, certainly when we first started, we were on a smaller property. We've since moved to a bigger property. We're still in the same neighborhood, but and caring for more animals, and just a bigger support network. Certainly our social media presence has really grown, and that's gotten stories out there wider and wider. And I think that's really had an impact on people as well, just getting them thinking about animals, animal agriculture, the plight of animals caught in the food system, which is a big part of our work here. So,
how can we support the sanctuary?
Thank you for asking. The best is monthly or regular support. So if you were willing to sponsor or able to sponsor an animal, we send you a card and some facts about that animal. And then that regular monthly support helps us to grow and have our programs feel really foundationally supported.
And you can do that through our website.
Our website, LancasterFarmSanctuary.org. Follow us on social media. You can share about the animals. The more, you know, you never know. The more people you tell about us, the more we can advance the awareness and help them.
Yeah, and certainly one-time donations can be made through our website as well and are really helpful. So
thank you so much, Jonina and Sarah, for telling us all about the Lancaster Farm Sanctuary. And thank you for listening to The Spark Podcast.